It's Notorious B.I.G. on Namibia's Heart and Soul. You said Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans is also on the vocals, right?
Yes, I mean, Faith would be there because
you know
what it is.
Habibi and everything, you know.
We know Faith Evans. You know what? Faith Evans, Keisha Cole.
Yeah.
Monica.
Yeah.
They might sing about love.
Yeah.
But those ladies will handle you if you come for their man.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, Faith handled.
Don't play.
She handled.
And then she made the mistake of getting married to Stevie Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
And luckily she never had to deal with Jordan, with Jocelyn Hernandez. Conversation for another day.
Who does Jocelyn Hernandez mean for?
Ah, no, man.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
No.
Is it not our...
Jocelyn Hernandez, the queen of reality TV.
You see, that's why I want to know, Shaquan. Yes, did they? You know, like...
she has a baby with CVJ.
Okay.
So she even took him from the mother of his daughter of 13 years. Conversation for another day.
Okay.
Because you know reality TV is my jam. I will talk about it.
And you'll talk about it the whole time. Day. Okay, all right. Go on. It's 9:17 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. I promise you, everyone probably right now that loves reality TV, I'll be like, NSK, Jimaker.
No, honestly.
Who can Jennifer Jocelyn Hernandez me?
She's a problem. Toxic. She's fine, though.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, sharp. I do know Pola Shipanga, though.
Well, you know me, too.
We've got Akuti Polis in studio, man. How do I even introduce this man?
Okay.
And I always wanted to tell him this to his face. This is the guy, right? Growing up, obviously, Big Blue Waters and 11 Arrows rivalry. There was one match specifically there.
Mm-hmm.
But Polos was so hard to at me, Braco. I don't know, you scored like 2 goals or something. I don't know. But I remember so well. As Egg as Dunky, my sister, Zali and Topi Huda, we are at the field. Here is Polos Magnet and me, bro. Polos Magnet and me. That time,
yeah.
In the crowd, on screen, trap the man. Trap the man.
And no one is trapping the man.
No one is trapping the guy, bro. Anyways, Pola Shipanga, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's in
good
studio.
Abudi
Polis, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I see you are going viral for a couple of reasons, Grootman.
Yeah.
What did I do again?
Again.
What did I do again?
He knows what he did.
This innocent me, guys. Come on.
Do you know what? I was even telling him a little bit earlier on that, not even earlier on, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
When I loaded that video of him dancing, right? That the WhatsApp groups were actually buzzing and people were almost now, you know, just referring to you as a daddy. Do you feel that you're a daddy? It's like, should I even be asking these questions? I'm sorry.
No
the
comment.
Ladies are appreciating a beautiful Namibian man. That's all.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Man, listen. Before we get into football, the dancing shiny game, that was spur of the moment, right? That was just like, listen to me, but I just feel good. You know what I mean? I'm celebrating maybe even the girls. I'm celebrating life. That was
when you
spur
say
of the
girls,
moment.
Please, gladiators.
Sorry, the brave gladiators. Yes. Yes, our brave gladiators. Yeah.
It's basically me trying to deal with my stress before the game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all those videos are before the game. I'm in the hotel room. I'm thinking, what if? Mm. So music calms me down. And, you know, then naturally, binary instincts comes in. And then the dancing moves comes. And then that's it.
Rochester. Oh, my goodness. It's activated. I know that you can't feel it, but it's activated right now in studio. And I'm just here like, okay, so what should I do?
Just binary aura
here. I'm just a Marubian.
Just
go from Maruru.
Just become a binary. It's not a problem.
DJ. She's like, let's talk about the brave gladiators, Buta.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got the assignment, I mean, obviously there were a lot of people that were asking, fun female
fun
football
coaching,
and so on. Taking on that task, walk us through that stress, bro.
I think that was one of the most difficult tasks I've ever had. Knowing women, you know, in general, how to work with them. Today they are happy, tomorrow they are just stressed for no reason. So I need to do a lot of digging, need to do a lot of reading, try to understand them from all different angles. But at the end, you know what, I gave them an open door policy that if you have a problem, come speak to me, rather than you holding it in and we don't know what it is. So the communication level between us was very high. And we appreciate each other. That's the fact. I appreciate them. I give them the love that they need.
Yeah.
And you know, that's basically what they needed. And the rest of the stuff, they go on the field, they enjoy themselves. Thing doesn't come right, we talk about it, and at the end, you know, results are coming.
Yeah, coach, man.
Calm, easy.
What was the most fulfilling part about being out there with the girls and them fully dependent on coach?
You know what, when we went to Kosafa, first of all, you know, I spoke to the likes of Zenata that retired, and I spoke to her. I said, I still need you. I don't know what happened in the past. I wasn't there. This is a new journey. Please come back. She obliged. And, you know, the rest of the young ones that you can see, I think these ladies back in the days, I don't know what happened, but back in the days, I think the communication level, the love, the support was not there. I basically become a father to them.
Yeah.
I become a friend to them. I become an uncle, whatever they need. A mentor at some stage, you know, because if you look at us being together, you'll probably wonder who's the coach. You'll probably think I'm one of the players.
And I've seen those videos. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's like a household that, you know, you're at home. Yeah. Let's enjoy each other. There's no superiority of me being the boss and you guys must do as I say.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's almost like a family that we are building. And that's probably what keeps us going.
Yeah. I have to ask you about the drama at 11 Eros. The situation where there was a time where you quit. We spoke about it. You commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're in studio, we have to talk about it again. I don't know which game specifically it was, but you were exceptionally frustrated. And you threw in the towel. But you took the reins over again. What happened there, Buta?
All right. You know what? Eros had... We from the beginning, I think the objectives of everything was not right. I spoke to them, you know, when you are a child of Ken Van Hayes.
Yeah,
I think that's the difference. You know, you're not taken as serious as other coaches coming in. So everything that I was saying to them, is like, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll do it whenever. I need this type of players. Ah, don't worry, A, B, C, D. At the end, my career was on the line to say, hey, you know what? I'm going down with this ship. You guys don't want to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to jump the ship. And I think that day, even the players, you know, the respect was not there. We were having difficulties in players coming to training. I have to beg them to come to training. Your top players don't want to perform. It was just a disaster to say. And every time you try and raise these issues, it's like, don't worry. And in football, it doesn't work like that. So that was the biggest problem that we're having at Eros.
Now, wait, Viji Vatnam, I'm just so shocked at this Sashi Kwan, because you know, like, I'm from an 11 Eros household, right? And my father played for 11 Eros. My mom played netball for 11 Eros. These people are exceptional. My brother, my late brother, was the goalkeeper for 11 Eros. These people are exceptionally passionate, about those colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Party passion, Rakhan Buta. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I also think, you know what, when we look at who's still running the team, Omkila, Fosangi, I think it's also time to hand it over
to the next generation.
I brought in Norman Blake.
Yes.
At some stage, he couldn't believe what's happening. I'm like, come on, Khan, let's come see what's happening. He saw everything. He was like, yo, now I understand your frustration. I understand what you're going through. Because football has changed. You know, back in the days, it's normal. You can't play for the love of it. Now guys want money. Your players need to be paid. If you don't pay them or you don't give them what they need, they don't come. And if you don't come, the coach will suffer. You know, those are all those little factors that contributed to almost the downfall of Eros.
Yeah. So where do we stand right now? Going into the new season, how are things now?
You know what? I've been approached by Ongos, the new team.
Tura Magic.
Tura Magic, the ex Tura Magic.
They bought the status of Tura Magic.
Yeah.
Okay. We had the bosses, remember?
Yeah, we had the bosses in studio not too long ago.
Yeah. So I've started a bit there. We haven't signed yet. We're still waiting for, you know, we're still clearing up some issues. But yeah, Eros, you know, they just went quiet. I gave in the proposal of what's going to happen after that. Let's start building already ABCD. Like I said, JC Ken Van Hayes, you had Nerensni. So they just...
Don't worry.
Yeah, they just told me. And you must know, football, it's something. We have careers and we have families and all that.
To feed,
so yeah, you need to look for bread and butter.
Okay.
I saw the Ongos Valley situation this morning.
Same.
And I saw Obidi Hamata, you know, fighting Facebook trolls. And I was like, listen, is this fake news or is this... Okay, I'll get to it later.
Yeah.
And here you are, literally confirming for us, and we appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, moving forward, just coming back to the Brave Gladiators, Buta. I mean, you still have the qualifications that you dealt with Equatorial Guinea, but there's still another round of qualifications. Just correct me if I'm wrong.
Gambia. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and that's against Zambia.
Gambia.
Yeah. And when are these qualifications? Just quickly educate me.
On the 16th of September.
So it's no.
No, did I hear?
Wait, it's a month from now.
Yeah.
Are you guys in camp or are you planning camp?
We've started an unofficial camp to keep the girls busy because there's no league now. So you don't want them to go down to zero.
Fitness, yeah.
Yeah, so we just started an unofficial camp just for them to keep them busy.
Mm.
We're still talking because, you know, the post was advertised.
Hmm.
What post?
The post.
The Brave Gladiator one.
Why?
What do you mean why? Protocol must be followed.
I mean, what? No, school me, right? Because it's not as if you've been there for the longest of time, right?
Yeah.
Why not give the person enough time to actually grow in their role?
You know what? Every time that I stepped in, it was almost like, please come help us. Are you free for this? I'm like, yeah. Do you want to take this? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think now they want to make it more permanent for someone to take it over on a longer term.
Long-term basis, yeah.
So I think that's what the process is going through. So
you got to fight people for your position? Yeah. Damn.
But did you apply?
Did you apply?
Yeah, I did apply, obviously. Okay. I did apply.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your final words, Buta, especially, you know what I mean, just... moving forward, especially to the girls, you form this beautiful bond with them.
Absolutely.
It'll be tragic if you don't get the position.
Yeah.
But hey, protocols need
who
to be.
Who do we
formed.
Gotta talk to?
Yeah, who do we who
invite
to call?
To see? What's Ken Mensah?
Probably what are your final words, Puta?
No, you know what? Let's just take life easy. You know, everybody goes through things. This other day I posted on my status saying, guys, we need to try and reach out to our people, our friends, our families. Life is too short, you never know what they are going through. Everybody's going through tough times, and hopefully,
yeah, it's true, because actually Juan is sitting here all hungry and Paulus didn't even come with the breakfast, but go on.
I tried to buy you something downstairs, but there's no restaurant here. So. No, seriously, I was like, I'm surprised you guys with something, but thanks. Yo. Next time.
All right. Paula Shipanga, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, man. Thank you, guys.
I don't care about the rest of the country, but as a fellow Bayanar, I am proud, bro.
I was waiting for it.
Go get them, Omez.
All I'm saying is this. Let me not even do this. But it's just, because you know, guys from Funny Bayan, so good looking, so fine. If you see them approaching you, please run.
Run to them, yeah. Run to them.
No!
Well, how is she? I think.